Well, welcome to another episode of Ask Pastor Adam, and this episode is devoted to top trends that I see coming for 2019. And before we look at 2019, it's probably best to take a look in the rearview mirror at 2018. You know, every new year starts out with a bang and ends with the promise of better things to come. But instead of a bang, last January lurched forward with a cyclone, a missile threat, and laundry detergent. Do you remember? Come on, it's only been a year. January of 2018 started with the East Coast shivering under a bomb cyclone as snow and ice hammered the region, reaching its icy fingers as far south as Florida, while teenagers everywhere demonstrated that teenagers are stupid by munching on laundry pods in the internet-inspired Tide Pod Challenge. Meanwhile, almost 5,000 miles away from the snow and the ice, Hawaiian residents suffered about 40 minutes of panic after an emergency alert told residents that a ballistic missile was inbound and they should seek shelter. Way to kick off a new year. But despite the rough start, 2018 held out the promise that things were getting a little better in the world. Saudi Arabia dropped its ban on female drivers, taking one small step towards treating women like human beings. Marvel released blockbusters, Black Panther, and pulled years of after-credit scenes together to deliver Avengers: Infinity War. And, oh, it's so touching, who can forget, Taylor Swift and Katy Perry ended their feud when Miss Perry sent a wreath of olive branches to Swift, proving once again that Band-Aids don't fix bullet holes. But hey, a wreath might. But 2018 wasn't all about peace, love, and freedom. It was also a year of loss, confusion, and not without controversy. Music fans everywhere mourn the loss of the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin. And when it comes to confusion, who can forget IHOP briefly changing its name to IHOB, I-H-O-B, International House of Burgers, in the month of June, and then quickly switching back again to IHOP. And when it comes to controversy, nobody does controversy better than Kanye West, who decided to wear a MAGA hat and gave a pro-Trump speech on SNL. Well, what kind of year can we expect in 2019? Like everyone since A Tale of Two Cities, 2019 will prove to be the best of times and the worst of times. So, here are your top four 2019 trends adapted from trend forecaster Gerald Celente with my own thoughts sprinkled in. Trend number one, economic slowdown. 2019 will continue to see lower GDP growth in Europe, Asia, and the U.S. Our economy will list from side to side as recession fears grow, and pensions will take one more step towards going broke as they experience shortfalls in the billions. That's billions with a B. You can expect the Fed to keep talking about raising interest rates, but only so that they can be lowered to juice the markets and bring liquidity back into the system. If you remember the economic meltdown in 2008-2009, central banks kickstarted the economy with quantitative easing. You had QE1, followed by QE2 in 2011, and then in 2012, QE3. The question is, will QE work again, or are central banks around the world out of ammo? And when it comes to pensions, will states bail out pension funds that are circling the drain, or will millions of hardworking Americans get cheated out of their retirements? Who knows? What I do know is that the results of massive worldwide economic slowdown are fairly easy to predict. You can expect governments, and by governments I mean local, state, and federal, to try to find new ways to tax you. California recently suggested a tax on texting, but that was shot down. Meanwhile, France tried raising gasoline taxes on the working class, but that misadventure erupted into the Yellow Vest protests, which, by the way, have turned out quite violent. Personally, I'm expecting the wholesale legalization of pot in our nation as a way to generate new tax revenue. Get high and tax the hell out of it. Churches need to think through the implications of legalized marijuana in a land where all things are lawful, but not everything is profitable. So, in light of a possible worldwide economic downturn, what should we do? Well, I don't give financial advice, and you have to decide for yourself when to get in the stock market and when to get out of it, whether or not you want to hold physical gold or silver, or if there's any wisdom in taking up a position in Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies. But I can tell you what God's Word says. Proverbs 22:6, "The rich rule over the poor, and the borrower is slave to the lender." Friends, one of the best things you can do in 2019 is to get out of debt. Get on a budget and live within your means, or if possible, live below your means. I recommend getting a financial education using Dave Ramsey's Financial Peace University, and you could probably find an FPU in a church near you. Financial Peace will help you kill credit card debt, live on a realistic budget, and give generously so that your heart can be freed from worry and anxiety over money matters. And we move on to trend number two, more people migration. 2018's human caravan made headlines as families and young men, lots of them, walked from the Middle East into Europe and from Central America into Mexico and the U.S. For most of them, this is a flight to security, safety, and jobs. With a coming economic slowdown or possible crash and continued armed conflict in the Middle East, you can expect to see waves of desperate people making their way into Europe and the United States. The problem is entangled in issues such as demographics, the rights of national sovereignty, and then economics. So I'm not going to think that I can weigh in here and give you a solution. But I will tell you that God has given us some timeless principles to help us respond to waves of people coming into our nation. For instance, Leviticus 19:33 says, "When an alien lives with you in your land, do not mistreat him. The alien living with you must be treated as one of your native born. Love him as yourself, for you were aliens in Egypt. I am the Lord your God." Leviticus 19:33. Okay, so we're not the nation of Israel, and most of us have never been an alien in a strange land. But God expects his people to love people, and especially people that make up a migrant caravan. There's no excuse for mistreating people, and that includes how you talk about them on social media. In 2019, you can expect more waves of people, and you're going to have to decide what love looks like. Personally, I believe that God is up to something massively big in these waves of people migrations. Bigger than demographics, bigger than economics, and way bigger than issues of national sovereignty. I take my lead on the migration issue from Acts chapter 17. The Apostle Paul is preaching on Mars Hill, and he says, "From one man, that would be Adam, God made every nation of men, that they should inhabit the earth." Now, pay attention to this. "And God determined the times set for them and the exact places they should live." Well, why would he do that? He did this so that men would seek him. So, while everyone else argues about open borders and the right of a nation to control its borders, language, and culture, the church has a job to do. And it's a job that only the church is uniquely qualified to do. That is, to tell the story of Jesus. You see, God is bringing men, women, and children out of the Middle East and up from Central America so that they can hear the good news about Jesus the King. God is literally bringing the nations into our cities and onto our doorsteps. And I say, let's make the most of this gospel opportunity in 2019. Trend number three, censorship. Now, depending upon your politics and your worldview, 2018 was the year that the internet got cleaned up, or a year that further undermined free speech. Censorship was big in 2018 as people were deplatformed on social media outlets like iTunes, YouTube, Twitter, and PayPal. Censorship will continue to be a trend in 2019, with more people getting kicked off social media if they're found to be guilty of using hate speech or belonging to political parties deemed to have deplorable worldviews. Here's my question. What will happen to our right to free speech when speech or tweets are equated with violence, i.e. physical force aimed at hurting or killing someone? We need to think long and hard about this, because today's deplatforming can become tomorrow's gulag. To adapt a poem from Pastor Martin Niemöller to today's time, first they came for the conspiracy theorists, and I did not speak out because I was not an Alex Jones fan. Then they came for the alt-right, and I did not speak out because I was not a Proud Boy. Then they came for other platforms, and I did not speak out because I did not use Gab. And then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. Lastly, and on a much lighter side, trend number four, a course correction for the Star Wars franchise. I have every hope that J.J. Abrams will fix Star Wars 9 and bring a chainsaw to Rian Johnson's disastrous Last Jedi. Can I get an amen? Please, J.J., listen to the fans. It was bad enough that you killed Luke Skywalker, but the blatant Disney-fying of Star Wars, with a Porg riding shotgun in the Falcon with Chewbacca, and that stable scene on Canto Bight went too far. Too far! I never want to see a Porg again, unless it's barbecued on a stick. Well, there you have it. Your top trends for 2019 as I see them. Stay tuned for more podcasts and content at PastorAdam.org. And remember, Jesus changes everything. Love is a